The agri-hood is one approach to what I call kind of the local food movement. It's people trying to ensure the integrity of their food by getting your food from people they know. And you, as that neighborhood, have control over how it's produced.
Farm-to-table living, a neighborhood that would be based on community and doing life with people and wellness. And so I'm reading this description of this agri-community, and I look at my husband, and I'm like, we will live here.
We set out on a journey over 7,000 miles ago because we wanted to learn as much as we could about the agri-hood lifestyle. And what we quickly realized is why more and more people are choosing healthier and sustainable communities over traditional or conventional subdivisions.
The biggest difference would just be the sense of like-minded people. We all want our kids to be outside, fishing, climbing trees, you know, visiting with the animals, being in touch with reality, being in touch with nature, eating healthy food. I mean, there's really no comparison. There's nothing quite like what we're experiencing here.
You're dialed into the perfect podcast. This is AgriHood Radio. Everything you need to know about the farm-to-table lifestyle.
Hey guys, Brett Coleman with AgriHood Living. Today on this episode, we're going to talk about what agri-hoods actually are. You know, during our extensive travels, we've seen over 21 agri-hoods now, and we get asked a lot of questions. The main question, the biggest question is, what is an agri-hood? So let's take the time here on this episode. We're going to start off with the question, answering that question, give me a little more information about the whole agri-hood concept. As you may or may not know, an agri-hood is a master plan residential development centered around a working farm and or community gardens. It's about having an agriculture component as the centerpiece of a residential community. So essentially, it's all the benefits of having a farm without the work of having to maintain it. I like to call it hands-free farming. So if you can imagine, let's say you have a subdivision. And I'm being very basic because the agri-hoods we visited, they run the gamut. Let's just talk about the basic here. The basic setup, if you could imagine having a conventional neighborhood that has a golf course as the focal point or the centerpiece of that community, let's take the golf course out, and now we're going to create a large working farm. And the first one that popped in my head was Agritopia, which is out there in Gilbert, Arizona. So it took me a second. We've seen so many yet. Gilbert, Arizona. You want to check that out. Agritopia, A-G-R-I-T-O-P-I-A. Agritopia.com is one of the originals, one of the largest ones. And they are set up pretty much like a model for the newer ones that are coming along. They have the farm, a working farm in the center of that subdivision. They also have the restaurant. I mean, it's pretty extensive. They have shops and restaurants and a brewery. It's a great one to get an idea of what these are all about. So I first heard about agri-hoods about 3 years ago when they are featured on CBS Sunday Morning. I was watching TV. It was just after our son was born, Cash. And I remember thinking to myself, as I'm watching this program, I'm thinking, what a cool and unique life experience to raise our son in a fun, healthy, and socially connected environment with other free-range kids. And the more I watched, the more I understood, not only will the kids gain a large amount of social skills, but they also acquire a whole new appreciation for food and how it's grown. And I believe from seeing enough of these properties now that this is an experience that will stay with kids for a long time, if not for the rest of their lives. So after I watched the program, I told Lena about it. And the more we researched and looked into the concept of agri-hood living, the more we both agreed this is the type of lifestyle and environment we want for our son. Excuse me. So this past summer, we began our journey of visiting different agri-hoods all across America. We spent over 5 months traveling over 7,000 miles. And to date, we've seen 21 different agri-hoods all across America. And as of today, I can honestly say we are more interested than we have been when we started our journey, because now we know we got a firsthand experience to look at these places and get an idea what it's all about. You can check them all out at agrihoodliving.com. And this podcast, this Agrihood Radio, and our YouTube channel, Agrihood TV, are all part of that bigger picture, which is agrihoodliving.com. So between the two media outlets is where we'll be discussing each of the different properties we visited, as well as the ones we have coming up on our schedule. It's also where we're going to have guest interviews lined up with experts in their field and have them share insight and knowledge about everything to do with Agrihood Living, including, which is pretty big right now, if you guys haven't heard about this, is a net zero home. This is big. So the houses are being built to highest of standards, green standards, where they could actually become net zero, which is pretty cool. And there also may be some properties we decide not to feature or cross off our list. I'm not sure at that point when that point's going to happen or if it will at all, but we're not ruling it out. And we'll cover that as well right here. I really believe Agrihood Living is going to be a highly trusted and reliable resource that people are going to use in their decision-making process. A, to see if the Agrihood lifestyle is a good fit. And then B, it's a place for you to acquire a wealth of knowledge on what to look for in Agrihood community, so then you can be better prepared to determine if, in fact, the lifestyle is for you and which properties best match your criteria. So we want this to be a very fun and informative experience, something that provides you with value and helps you understand how huge Agriheads are becoming, not just on a national level, but a global level. We'll also keep you updated on new properties being developed around the country and the world, and by featuring them on Agrihood TV. When I first heard about Agrihoods, it was very exciting, but at the same time, we had to put a ton of work into researching and sorting through all the different properties around the country that we felt would be worth our visit. We didn't have a one-stop shop, if you will. So if there was something like this when we began our search, it would have saved us a bunch of time, effort, and money. But now we can take our firsthand experience and knowledge and share with those who want to take a closer look at this very cool farm-to-table lifestyle. So even if you're just considering an Agrihood community for your family or you're just learning about it, stay tuned to upcoming episodes here on Agrihood Radio. We love audience interaction, so be sure to share thoughts and feedbacks and questions, or if you have any properties we haven't featured yet, be sure to share those with us as well. And we're excited to have you join us along our journey as we share with the world everything that Agrihood Lifestyle has to offer. So be sure to check out the featured properties on agrihoodliving.com. And we'll see you right here in the next episode of Agrihood Radio. Take care for now.
If healthy and sustainable living is important to you and your family, join the Coleman family as they travel the country and discover some of the best agri communities in America.